It's okay if you want to sleep, baby. You're in our bed, okay? I'm not going anywhere. Shh. Just let me hold you. I'm fine, baby, I promise. Being with you is all I want in this world. Yeah, I asked the nurses for an hour alone with you. Just us. Just you and me, my love. Is your pain level okay? Do you need me to get the nurses? Because I'll go. You know I'll go. Good. Oh God, I can't stand to see. What's wrong? Why would you even ask that? No. I could never do that. Be with some other man because, yeah, we haven't done stuff in so long. But how could I ever do that to you? You think I have time to think about sex when everything is so fucked up? Baby, I love you. I'm going to save you. This is temporary, okay? You're going to get better, okay? Wait, are you asking me to cheat on you? Stop saying that. Stop being selfless. Stop trying to make everyone around you feel better. That's supposed to be me doing that. I'm supposed to be the one who asks you what you need. Me, not you. The only person I want inside me. Just you. Do you trust me? Will you let me make not going to be the last time we do this. No, I can't promise that, but I can promise you that I will make you feel so good, okay? I promise you. I'm going to kiss every inch of you. I'm going to run my fingertips over every hair. I'm going to make love to you. And right here. Yeah, and over here. I mean, it's only fair. I love doing that. Now let me do the work, okay? I love you, baby. I'm just going to help you take your there we go. I'm gonna make you feel so good, baby. Okay, hold on. Yeah. on. I'll straddle you, sweetheart. Don't move. I'm going to take care of you. I know you don't have the strength. We can make love like this, baby. This damn shirt. Finally. Give me your hands. I want you to feel them. They fit perfectly in your hands, don't they? Concentrate on my voice, okay? I'm going to make you feel so good. No more pain for you. And I especially love these lips. Yes, moan for me. You like it when I rub my pants against it? Yeah, baby. Yes, I want you. Here we go. Look at me, baby. I know you're really tired, but look at me as I do it. Here we go. Take my hand and just stare into my eyes. I wish every woman on this earth could know what it feels like to be loved the way you love me. I wish I could give them all a piece of that. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Hold my abs. I need you to hold my abs. Yes. Yes. Fuck, baby. I love you. First off, I'd like to say thank you for the overwhelming turnout today. As many of you came to realize, my husband was an incredible human being. And you know something? Less than a week after being placed into hospice, on the most beautifully sunny day, he came to the end of a very long and fierce battle. One that I, nor anyone, could overcome. In those final hours, he was surrounded by his entire family and many close friends. He chose to take his last breaths on our bed, and while I held him, he told me that he wasn't afraid. Sobbing uncontrollably, I told him that it was all right to let go, and he turned to look directly into my eyes before he took that infamous last breath. Everyone believes that there is something courageous about holding on, and that when we wish to no longer suffer, we are cowards for not trying hard enough. But the truth is, the truly courageous will smile and say to themselves, I'm ready for a new adventure. They are the ones not afraid of the unknown. They appreciate the time they had, and like a child, they see the innocence of bidding farewell. Even knowing that there may or may not be a world beyond this place, there is no shame in dying, and my husband knew that. We will scatter his ashes at all his favorite destinations, and even sprinkle a little over the Playboy Mansion, because what straight man doesn't want that? He was a loving father, husband, son, and friend. A man with a witty sense of humor, a smile that could light up any room, and an undying loyalty to all whom he loved. He taught me that it's okay to cry. It's okay to fail, and it's okay not to be what people want you to be. He left with no regrets, no fears, and nothing left unsaid. I already know what heaven feels like. Heaven could be felt in those moments when I came home from work to see him waiting for me, as if we had been apart for decades. Heaven was the way he looked at me before we went to sleep. Heaven was the way he smiled and laughed and held me when he was nearing his final moments of life. He looked right at me, and for a second, I swear we both saw the same paradise. We both agreed that this place contained no suffering or pain, and so it was okay to go there. I let him go because it was as if he had forgotten what it felt like not to suffer. He deserved to be free of pain, to be free of that awful disease. I am the luckiest woman on this earth. I am blessed beyond all understanding. I am honored to have met him, married him, to have been the one to lull him into an eternal slumber. We sang songs and held hands. And when the pain became too much for him, I brushed away his tears. He filled my life with unimaginable joy. And all I can say to him is thank you. Thank you for every smile, every laugh, and every memory. Thank you, my angel. If you are ever in need of love, I'll always be here. Waiting, baby. Waiting for you to come back to me. I love you so much. And if anyone deserves that love,